4 people dead, counting the gunman. Police Chief Elliot Isaac explains.
An individual entered the loading dock area of the building, began firing shots, then proceeded to the lobby area of the building where he was engaged by several of our officers. There were gunshots exchanged. At this point, the shooter is deceased.
No word on the shooter's ID nor his possible motive. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh being pressed by Democrats again at day 3 of his confirmation hearing. Senator Cory Booker threatening to violate a rule and release an email that deals with Kavanaugh's views on racial justice. Republicans quickly objecting. And this is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A private payroll processor reporting today that 163,000 jobs were added by U.S. businesses last month. ADP says those job gains were the fewest in its survey since last October. Economists say tomorrow's jobs report from the government is expected to show a solid 189,000 jobs created. The nation's attorney general says he believes law enforcement pros are the only ones who can really reduce crime in the nation. Jeff Sessions speaking at the Chicago Police Memorial Foundation vigil held last night.
If you want crime to go up, listen to the radicals. If you want crime to go down, listen to the professionals. Listen to the police.
The co-founder of Amway Corporation, one of Michigan's biggest philanthropists, has died. Richard DeVos was 92. He suffered from complications from an infection at his home and passed surrounded by family. This is USA Radio News.
I've been telling you for a year how great MyPillow is. Well, guess what? There's a great deal on MyPillow.com. You can get 4 pillows for about the price of 1 MyPillow. Click on the 4-pack special when you go to MyPillow.com. Enter promo code USA. You'll get 2 MyPillow premium pillows and 2 go-anywhere pillows, perfect for travel, for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, but do it now.
A controversial new Nike ad featuring Colin Kaepernick will air during the NFL season opener tonight. The ad for the company featuring the former NFL quarterback who created a firestorm when he was the first to start kneeling during the national anthem before games, protesting what he sees as racial injustice. And this ad is not all Kaepernick's doing for Nike. It's part of a much larger contract, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The multi-year contract makes him one of the faces of Nike's 30th anniversary Just Do It campaign. The campaign will include billboards, commercials, and online ads. Nike will also create an apparel line for Kaepernick. Kaepernick already had a contract with Nike that was set to expire. The multi-year deal reportedly runs through 2028.
New information on the death early this year of popular Irish singer Dolores O'Riordan.
You know I'm such a fool for you.
A toxicology report revealing that the lead singer of the Cranberries died from drowning while intoxicated. Dolores O'Riordan was found dead in January in a bathtub of her London hotel room, her blood alcohol level 4 times the legal driving limit. She had also been taking medication for bipolar disorder. The death ruled accidental. Dolores O'Riordan was 46. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design.
This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, my name is Robert Burns. My website is BobBurnsSpeaks.com. And I'm inviting you to listen to my show at 1 o'clock on Friday afternoons on Hunterdon Chamber Radio entitled Awaken to Your Purpose. How many people walk through life awake and knowing why they were incarnated here in this beautiful planet? Not a lot of people do. I was in my late 40s by the time I found out, but now I know. So listen to the show, and maybe that'll promote you to awaken to your purpose. And thank you so much.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader. Chris Markowski is the watchdog on Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
Right. I think, you know what, guys? I think we're going to go a little old school today here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show. When we go old school, I'm talking the early days. Yeah, back when I didn't have gray hair. It's almost 20 years ago. Yeah, I'm getting it now. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older. It's because I have a 13-year-old daughter. I'm not exactly sure yet. That remains to be seen, but it's there. It's there. Anyway, old school Watchdog on Wall Street show. This is, I used to go pretty hard and heavy. Hard and heavy going after the big investment firms, going after, well, all firms out there, ripoffs and scams, trying to alert people to the reality that exists out there. And the confidence men that are here, there, and everywhere looking to take your money. There was a few stories I'll start off today. There's three separate stories I want to start off with today. There was one. This one was a real estate investment company, $135 million scam, 900 investors. Now, this scam had, well, convinced investors that they were going to have their investment in real estate that was going into Chicago's south side, and they were going to get a guaranteed stream of income from that. Guaranteed. Huh? How do you think that worked out? Another one here out of Florida. Similar type of a scenario. This one was in regards to commercial mortgages. Now, this one got me hot and bothered this past week because I warned everybody here on the program. I don't have time over the course of the show to go over every single ripoff and scam that I see or what I'm alerted to by listeners who call me up and ask me about this, that, or the next thing, and I warn them so they don't get scammed, they don't get ripped off. But this one we actually talked about here on air. And this one was a big one, $1.2 billion. $1.2 billion involving various different, well, they're not even brokers. They weren't even licensed to do business. Another Ponzi scheme type of situation. Again, this is emanating out of South Florida, but its tentacles went all over the country. I took a look at this, and how did they go about selling this? Yeah, radio show. Radio show is one way. Yeah, I don't know how many times I have to tell people here on the program that if you're listening to a business station, the majority of stations, I'm on over some 200 stations around the country, 99% plus are not business stations. Business stations here in the country are pretty much geared towards selling their time to somebody that's there to rip you off, usually half an hour or hour blocks with some godforsaken, terrible advisor, schlock broker, scam artist, Ned Ryerson insurance agent type out there. And, yeah, they pulled it off with this, too. They also pretended to be a professor. One of them pretended to be a professor at Florida Atlantic University. Yeah. They weren't a professor there. They just rented out space. They also took out ads in some newspapers around the country. And I kind of found it fascinating. The journalists covering the story were saying, well, you know, Florida Atlantic didn't vet this group that was selling stuff via these classes that they were teaching at Florida Atlantic University. I said to myself, well, wait a second. Did the Sun Sentinel vet the ads that they were running in their papers? No. Do the radio stations out there that allow anybody with a couple dimes to rub together to have a radio show, do they vet those guys too? No. No, it's low-lying fruit. It's easy. It's an easy sale. And they don't check. Another huge scam. Another one out of Chicago as well. This one's a couple. We'll start with these three. We'll start with these three today. How shall I put this? People, the second oldest profession in the world is get rich quick con artists. We all know what the oldest profession in the world is. The second oldest profession in the world is get-rich-quick con artists. And the two types of bait that they use. And I know this is review for many of our long-term listeners. Greed and fear. Greed and fear. Now, when I started, I was talking about old-school Watchdog on Wall Street show. When I first was on the air. I was offered a radio show on a network based upon the people running the network, hearing me and seeing me on television and guest appearances on air. And no formal training in radio. I've always been decent at public speaking, going back to when I was a kid. But I used to get pretty hot and bothered on the programs. I still do now, believe it or not. Yeah. Listeners know. And I have to tone myself down. I have to catch myself. And so I got to stop yelling. But if I go back and I listen, and I still have all of those old shows on CD, actually. And, man, I was loud and yelled. Yeah, much, much worse than I was today. But the difference between back then and today is back then, I really focused my ire at the con artists, the con men, the bad brokerage firms, the penny stock firms, Merrill Lynch, you name it, the big firms out there ripping people off. Didn't matter. I used to get so angry about this stuff. Because, again, put yourself in my position. We were dealing with the fallout. And we still do. We still deal with the fallout. But I'd say probably about 10 years ago, maybe a little bit less, I started to change my tune a little bit. I think it has a lot to do with just experience and maybe a little bit of frustration. I came to the realization that I've got a really, really bad batting average. I'm talking Greg Bird, New York Yankees first baseman, can't even bat 200. I would say that my batting average was probably hovering around that level. What do I mean by that? For every for every 10 individuals that call in, email me about some broker they're working with, advisor, some investment gimmick, insurance agent, and I warn them about, whether it be like this one here, like Woodbridge, and I tell them what's going to happen, maybe 2 out of 10 listen. The other 8, they keep doing what they're going to do, and they don't listen to me. And you got to put yourself in mind how frustrating that is. It's frustrating on many different fronts, seeing that, hey, gee whiz, I've got more experience going after cons and frauds than the people on the front lines at the SEC. Those people are mostly kids right out of college. I've been doing this for decades. I've had a radio show, one of the longest running financial radio programs in the land. And yet, the con artists, the greed and the fear, the bait that is used, beats me 8 out of 10 times. So I got tired of it. I got tired of losing it. And I started thinking to myself, maybe it's not me. Maybe it's not me. Because again, I do everything and anything I can. Through our newsletter, through the columns that I write, what we're talking about here on the air, to try to help people so they don't get hurt. And I've learned that, you know what, you just can't help everyone. And a lot of times, and I don't want people to take this the wrong way, I kind of point the finger at the individual now. As you're all aware, my longtime listeners are aware here on the program, I am a big proponent of personal responsibility. I live by the mantra that if something goes wrong in my life, you know what? It's my fault. My fault. Good, bad. I'm taking ownership of everything. I don't look to place blame. I look within myself, what could I have done? You have to start taking a little personal responsibility. Everything in life that has meaning, value, and worth involves work, time, and effort. You have to start seeing through the BS. Yeah. Start seeing through all of the bull excrement, and you can do it. Because I'm sorry. These guys, I know, they're great salespeople. They tell you this, that, and the next thing. You want to believe what they're telling you. Hey, I'm going to be honest with you right here. When I first started in the business, rather than training me and proper financial planning and managing people's money properly, they were teaching us to paint a picture. How to sell, paint the picture, champagne wishes and caviar dreams, and how we could sell you. Don't be that guy. This article, they're interviewing one of the senior citizens in Southwest Florida that lost everything. There's no reason for it. I'm going to take a break right here. And we're going to talk a little bit. You know what we're going to do? I'm going to pull Leonardo da Vinci into this, and we're going to talk about curiosity. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Our newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, all sorts of great stuff. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back. And the moon, the moon,
the moon will shine for you. Shouldn't your home be your own? Custom? One of a kind? Introducing Custom Fabric Design, exclusively from Budget Blinds. Now you're the designer. We'll help you pick a pattern that matches your style perfectly. Next, choose from every color in the rainbow. Then take your pick of 6 luxurious fabrics. Now we do the rest. Budget Blinds will turn your design into beautiful custom drapes and pillows just for you. That's custom fabric design, only from Budget Blinds. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. See for yourself. Call for a free consultation right at home. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS or go to budgetblinds.com. This is yours alone for your one-of-a-kind home. So call 855-BUDGETBLINDS. Call 855-BUDGETBLINDS now. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then we suggest you call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 immediately. That's 1-800-658-8202. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we will give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or biography, and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 1-800-658-8202 now for your free author submission kit. Numerically, that's 1-800-658-8202. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 1-800-658-8202. That's 1-800-658-8202. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with a simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 1-800-658-8202 for your free author submission kit.
Mario and Pemba here for my friends at Auto Value Parts Stores. When you shop at your neighborhood Auto Value Parts Stores, you're shopping local. And when you shop local, you're helping that very same neighborhood. The money you spend goes back into your community rather than some faceless national chain. Auto Value cares about their products and services because they are part of your community. Furthermore, when you shop local, your tax dollars stay in the community, which provides more money for local services like parks, libraries, and fire departments. The end result is a stronger, more self-sufficient community where everyone benefits. You can shop local online, too, at autoparts2020.com. At Auto Value, local service is the difference. We get it. So keep it local, Tigers fans, and shop for your auto parts at your local Auto Value Parts stores. Local sales, local service, a winning combination with Auto Value Parts stores. For me, Auto Value Parts stores are a home run every time.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Okay. Yeah, I got another one. Here's another scam that we talked about here on the program. We warned everyone about. But again, people chose not to listen. And it turned out, what was it, over another $100 million investment fraud. This one was involving these things called structured cash flows. These products were offered by a firm called Future Income Payments. And they promised an income stream based on the repackaging of income from pension plans. Now, the lawsuits targeted intermediaries in areas near Los Angeles, Houston, Chicago, Northern Florida, and Philadelphia. Obviously, you had various different schlock brokers, bad advisors, and insurance agents hawking this crap because they were getting a big, fat commission. Basically, the investment product was this. They were basically paying lump sums of money to people to forego a part of their pension, which they would collect, and then they would distribute it to somebody else with guaranteed rates of return of 8% and more. Now, curiosity. This is an issue. And unfortunately, we as a species, I think in many respects, are losing our curiosity for things. Now, how in the world, I see something like that. How in the world does someone give you an 8% guaranteed rate of return? I know that they're going to have a sales pitch and they're going to tell you that they're doing this and they're repackaging that and they're going to give you all sorts of fancy language there. You have to see through their crap. Do you understand me? These are financial con men. They call themselves financial engineers. And this goes to the highest levels. Guys that were Treasury Secretary. Robert Rubin, con man. Larry Summers, con man. They're all running a grift. They get you to believe that there's some sort of alchemist that can turn lead into gold. And you listen to them. What's the best CD rate can you get right now? I don't know. What, maybe 2? Maybe 2%. So these financial engineers are going to take part of somebody's pension, turn around, put it through what type of money machine? Pay their brokers a ginormous commission, make money for themselves, and be able to show you an 8% guaranteed rate of return. How? How aren't you at all curious on how that works? See, the problem is people, unfortunately, are afraid of feeling dumb. They're afraid to ask questions. It's okay to say, I don't understand and I don't know. Explain this to me. It's okay to ask questions. I thought about this curiosity and people's lack of curiosity when it comes to these things. I look at these investment scams and I see right through them right away. It takes me no time at all. But again, I've been doing this for a long period of time. But shouldn't you? This is your money. Shouldn't you be curious? I found it fascinating. I read Walter Isaacson's book a couple months ago about Leonardo da Vinci. And it was fantastic. And here's a guy, obviously, okay? This is a guy that lived off of, people basically paying his way. He'd paint some pictures and do some sculptures and, hung out in various different courts. But he was a man of enormous curiosity. Now, I only wish that I didn't have to sleep the, 4 to 5 hours I may get a night so I could just learn more. I pick up my iPhone. I look at my iPhone. How does this thing work? I don't know. I would love to know. I'm curious. But honestly, I have to spend a lot of my time based upon what I do on financial issues. But when it's your money, shouldn't you look into it too? It was interesting. I'll share this with you. In one of Leonardo da Vinci's codexes, one of his books, he basically gave himself reminders in these books. And one of the reminders he gave himself was, describe the tongue of the woodpecker. And I found that fascinating. And Isaacson points it out. But then at the end of the book, he says, well, the tongue of a woodpecker can extend more than 3 times the length of its bill. When not in use, it retracts into the skull and its cartilage-like structure continues past the jaw to wrap around the bird's head and then curve down to the nostril. Not only did the bird use it to just get the grubs out of the tree, but when the woodpecker, the bird smashes its beak into a tree, the force exerted on its head is 10 times what would kill us, a human. But the tongue of the woodpecker, because it wraps around the brain and protects it, it doesn't die. I thought about that. I said, who would have thought to look at the woodpecker and actually think about that sort of thing? Now, I'm not asking you to go that far. But when somebody comes to you and tells you they've got this once in a lifetime, this great thing, this great investment, guaranteed this, guaranteed that. Think of Leonardo da Vinci. What would he do? When he scratches his head, wait a second, how is that possible? How could that be? Might you show me how? Don't be a victim, people. Don't be a victim. You don't have to. We're here to help you. Get to our website, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's watchdogonwallstreet.com. free consultations with their certified financial planners. All sorts of great, great stuff there at the site. Take advantage. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com or give us a call. 800-471-5980. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A mass shooting at a bank headquarters building in downtown Cincinnati. It happened shortly after 9 a.m. local time and leaves four people dead, counting the gunman. Police Chief Elliot Isaac explains.
An individual entered the loading dock area of the building, began firing shots, then proceeded to the lobby area of the building where he was engaged by several of our officers. There were gunshots exchanged. At this point, the shooter is deceased.
No word on the shooter's ID nor his possible motive. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh being pressed by Democrats again at day three of his confirmation hearing. Senator Cory Booker threatening to violate a rule and release an email that deals with Kavanaugh's views on racial justice. Republicans quickly objecting. And this is USA Radio News.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No coupons needed. Women's tops, $5.99. Men's polos, $7.99. Kids' tops, $7. Young men's thermals, $11.99. Carry-on luggage, $69.99. Bath towels and pillows, $3 for $10. Stock up, save big, and get Kohl's cash. Hundreds of epic deals store-wide, Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses.
Advancing 100 engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
This is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show, the place we take the liars, crooks, cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a beatdown. Bull market, yeah, it's all a lot of the media wants to talk about until it starts to correct again, and then it's bear market. You know how many interviews I rejected this past week? I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm just getting cranky and ornery in my old age. I just didn't feel like doing them. I have my regular ones that I do. It's great stations around the country asking me about my thoughts on the bull market and what's happening and, wow, isn't this great? And, oh, boy, let's throw a keg party. Come on, people. I've been there. I've done that. I've been around the block. And let me explain to you something. It was number three on the Watchdog on Wall Street, Markowski Investments, Financial Independence Top 20. Number three on my list, when stock markets race through the roof, you get nervous. Number two on my list, when prices of equities drop instead of getting worried, you sense an opportunity. What are you saying? Oh, yeah. What are you saying? The market's going to crash? No. I'm not saying that at all. I don't know what the market is going to do next week, next month, next year. I don't. Nor does anyone else on the planet. All they're doing is speculating. You get it? You should liken their advice to someone flipping a coin and giving you expert advice on what that coin is going to be, heads or tails. It's stupid. They don't know. And it doesn't work. You subscribe to that way of thinking, that I have a guru type of thinking. How are all those gurus doing? How are all those master of the universe hedge funds doing right now? They're down. They're down. Oh, these guys become famous when they're up for a year or two. Then money pours in from all the useful idiots all around the globe, chasing some sort of return that is in the past that is no longer. And people get crushed. I see it all the time, not just with hedge fund guys, but mutual funds. Mutual fund has a stellar year. All of a sudden, oh my God, did you see the performance of that fund last year? All sorts of money pours in. You don't think that that might regress a little bit to the mean, huh? Anyway. No, I don't know what's going to happen next. And when I say that I'm nervous, well, I'm just a little bit more cautious. We are more cautious at Markowski Investments when the markets are racing through the roof than when they're down. Why? Well, we don't subscribe that the world is going to end. Okay, I don't care what Glenn Beck is telling you or some other charlatan out there trying to sell you gold coins or other crap. I'm sorry, one of the rules... Okay, we don't subscribe to the world is going to end. If we were doing that, I wouldn't be selling you gold coins. I'd be selling you bullets. All right? what we mean by nerve is we need to work. We need a garden. Okay? I described it here on the program. I've done it in the past, and I think it's a pretty good metaphor. It's Mr. Miyagi from The Karate Kid with his bonsai tree. Cut here, snip there. When you have positions in your portfolio that are going up, great. Great. But you know what you need to do? You need to take profits along the way. Am I saying sell the entire position? No. Unless, of course, the fundamentals change or you think the position has become really overvalued. You trim. You take some profits off the table and you rotate those assets into other areas that might not have been performing as well, but are still fundamentally sound. Markets are very, very bizarre things from time to time. We talk about the efficient market theory. Eventually, stocks will trade for what they're worth. But at times, they trade above that, and times they trade below that. When we're really not nervous at all is when stocks are down and things are undervalued because we know they're coming back. Again, I know it's a pretty simple concept, buy low, sell high, but most people don't put that into play. Take a quick break. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere.
Mike Hewitt here. Let's face it, social media is the communication medium of our times, both here in the U.S. and globally. Facebook and Twitter have a combined reach of some 1.8 billion people. YouTube is pushing TV toward the dust heap of history, and Google is now the number one search engine in the world. Such companies control the information, and conservative ideas and ideals are being squelched, silenced. Such flagrant bias is a war against ideas, a war against freedom itself. The Media Research Center performed an extensive study on the bias of those major tech companies. Their findings are alarming in the extreme. Controlling trends, banning, deleting, and hiding conservative speech while advancing liberal talking points is indeed the antithesis of true liberalism and should be outright rejected by all. Left or right, you should be very concerned. Those who control information control everything, including the future of our children and our country. Get beyond the obvious at themikehewittshow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-319-2629. That's 800-319-2629. 800-319-2629.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3237. That's 800-569-3237. Again, 800-569-3237.
The only man who is taking on the Wall Street establishment. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is the one, the only, the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I got an email this past week. And, again, I've talked about track records here on the program. Maybe I'll get into it even a little bit further later on in the program. Maybe I won't. I've got a lot we've got to go over. But track records are crap. They're crap. If people call me, hey, what is your firm's track record? Well, I'll tell you what our track record is in regards to client retention. Second to none. Second to none. You know when clients leave us? No, it's when we fire them. That's what usually happens. We get rid of when they don't want to listen and they decide that they're smarter than we are. That's when we get rid of people. That's the most important thing. How do I have a track record? What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to take all of our portfolios together and the return that they have shown over the years and compile it? It's idiotic. Every single client we have has a different portfolio for a myriad of different reasons. Everyone's situation is unique. Everyone's situation is different. We, unlike other registered investment advisors, we help everyone out. So we have smaller accounts which are not suitable for individual stocks, and they have portfolios made up more of ETFs. And then, of course, we've got much, much larger clients that have hundreds of stocks in their portfolio because they can. And it's efficient for them to have that. Everyone's situation is unique, different ages. So how do we compile a track record here, huh? One of the more interesting ones I got was in regards to a portfolio that we use. And this is for our very, very wealthy clients. And this is a portfolio that is made up of some 200 different stocks. 200. And it's got some unbelievable managers. And let me put it this way. Their audited returns since 1988. To 2017, 25.3% average annual return. S&P 500, 10.7. Pretty damn impressive. Pretty damn impressive. Right? Now again, this is for certain types of clients that actually have large enough accounts that they can hold on to that many positions. With that being said, do you think that I have a single client that showed that 25.3% return since 1988? Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? No. Do you think that I would put them all into that? You don't think that they have bonds and other items in their portfolio that would drag the performance down? Yeah. Because you know what? I don't know what's going to happen next. It's called proper portfolio management. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. Watchdog on WallStreet.com.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Huntington Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Huntington Healthcare, your full circle of care.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back. It is the one unity Watchdog on Wall Street show. I was thinking about grabbing this clip. I'm a big fan of the movie Something About Mary. But there's a lot of, in Something About Mary, there's a lot of humor in that. But the clips, there's a lot of physical humor as well. So it makes it difficult to play on the air. There was a scene in Something About Mary where Ben Stiller's character picks up a hitchhiker. And this hitchhiker, he doesn't know it, obviously, is actually a serial killer. But he's touting this great business that he's starting here, 7-minute abs. And he goes, you know, like the 8-minute abs? We're going to do 7-minute abs. And if people don't like it, we'll send them that extra minute for free. And Ben Stiller, you know, asked him, he said, hey, what if somebody comes up with the 6-minute abs? And he goes, his head like kind of twists. He's kind of nuts. No. And he gets all upset. I started laughing at that because I saw this. There's actually an advisor services group out there that's coming up with the 5-minute financial plan. I'm not making it up. Kind of like the 8-minute abs or 7-minute abs or even 6-minute abs, the 5-minute financial plan, and away you go. And I'm telling you right now, people sign up and they'll lose. I remember, it wasn't that long ago. Remember the Snapchat IPO? And all of these millennials out there rushing out to get their Betterment accounts, their online trading accounts, so they could buy Snapchat stock. And I, right here in the program, I'm like, this stinks. All these millennials are going to lose a fortune on this IPO, and then they're going to get turned off to the market, and then they're going to get angry at somebody, and then they're going to start even following Bernie Sanders further down that hellhole of socialism. Anyway, moving on. Got to touch on this as well. We mentioned this here on the program briefly, but again, this is, no surprise to us here. We told you. This is in regards to the Aramco IPO. Yeah, that big Saudi IPO that was coming out, $2 trillion valuation. As it turned out, we were right. Information came out. And yeah, the royals in Saudi Arabia, they were none too thrilled to find out that, hey, gee whiz, we're going to have to start showing people our books when this thing goes public. Now, hey, I reminded everybody here on my trip to London, the type of wealth that I saw that I'd never seen before in my entire life. I said there's old money, new money, and then there's oil money, which is a whole different ball of wax. Now, all of these people, they're getting their money from what? Aramco. You open up those books that, you know, hey, they might not be able to rent out those entire beaches in the south of France in the summertime anymore. And they're none too happy about it. So that's why the IPO got shelved. A little bit in regards to the economy. U.S. corporate profits soaring in the second quarter, boosted by tax cuts and economic growth. In other news, sky is blue, water is wet. I don't care what you think about Donald Trump. I don't. You can hate the guy with the heat of a thousand white suns. But you know what? Hate him due to his peccadilloes with porn stars, or you don't like his skin, you don't like the fact that he tweets, but you cannot argue that what he has done when it comes to the economy and the direction we're going is not the right one. And every single story throughout the summer, again and again and again, more good news after more good news after more good news. We're talking all sorts of wealth creation. We're talking business, small business confidence at an all-time high. Story after story after story. You think that at some point in time, and this is the problem, because I take issue with some of Donald Trump's policies. We've talked about it here on the program. But you think that you might want to give some sort of balance. Some sort of balance in the news, on air. Something. It might make you a little bit more credible when you're going after the guy, for crying out loud. Anyway. Again, this shouldn't surprise anybody. I talked to you about all of the wizards of smart out there and all of these people that pretend to be brilliant at what they do. Con men in suits. This television show that I was told to watch. I watched the first episode. It's on Amazon Prime. It's called Sneaky Pete. It's with Giovanni Ribisi. They're really good at it. Entire cast is really good. I don't know if I think like I said, I don't have time for television shows, but he's about a con man. And I live amongst them. I do. These people with their model portfolios, this is Transamerica. $97 million they've got to pay a fine for hiding faults in their model portfolios. I want anybody to understand something. When you hear the word model portfolio or model algorithm, whatever it may be, run. Run. Because you know what? Models are meant to be broken. That's right. They're meant to be broken, and they will be broken at some point in time. Oh, you don't think all of the big firms had models set up with mortgage-backed securities? You didn't think long-term capital management was one big model? Yeah. You know what they can do with their models? WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh is facing his second day of questioning today before the Senate Judiciary Committee
Things did get a bit heated early as Senator Cory Booker discussed releasing classified information and mentioned Senator John Cornyn by name. Senator Cornyn then responded to Booker.
Running for president is no excuse for violating the rules of the Senate or of the confidentiality of the documents that we are privy to. This is no different from the senator deciding to release classified information that is deemed classified by the executive branch because you happen to disagree with the classification decision.
The illegal immigrant charged with abducting and killing Molly Tibbetts worked on that dairy farm under a different name, John Budd. A source from the family farm said Christian Rivera worked under the name Budd for at least 4 years, and the managers were not aware of his illegal status. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's not our everyday sale at Kohl's. Shop hundreds of epic deals in-store and online. No